are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, maybe these caucuses aren't as annoying as I originally thought. You know, it's interesting. I like to look at the backdrops when we're watching these newscasters and reporters talking in Iowa and New Hampshire. And boy, these cities are beautiful, like Des Moines, etc. You know, I don't get to travel as much as I want to. Usually when I travel, it's the same places. It's New York, Florida, Phoenix, LA. I travel a lot, but we usually travel to the same places depending on when the next radio convention is or a medical convention is. And so, you know, I've never been to New Hampshire. I've driven through Iowa and I've seen the cornfields. I've never been to South Carolina. That's on my to-do list this year. I would love to go to South Carolina. And, you know, I was really getting sick of all this caucus stuff a couple weeks ago. But, you know, they're real pretty backdrops. And so it's nice because at least I kind of feel like, oh, I get to travel with everybody. Yeah, you know, no, I do not want to run for office. I would never get through the vetting. No way. No way. And then they come up with all these pictures of you when you were younger. And I don't want to see how I looked back then. I think I look better now than I looked when I was younger. I had, you know, bad haircut. I was actually very, what's the word for when you kind of wear, you know, long skirts and turtlenecks. I was just very, I was the opposite of a hoochie mom. I know everybody thinks it was a hoochie mom. I was very conservative. Very conservative. Yeah, I was a conservative then too. But no, you know, so I never really wore mini skirts. I just didn't. I didn't really think I was that sexy. Although, you know, now thinking about what I weighed and how I did look, I probably could have, you know, really, ripped it up when I was younger. But I didn't. I didn't. I was really, really conservative. You know, and so I look like a dork. That's why I'm not going to run for office, because I look like a complete dork when I was younger. And they're going to come up with those pictures, and I just couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. See, I'd rather you guys really not know what I look like behind the microphone. I am celebrating my third anniversary of being on air. Yep, this week, it's been 3 years this week when we launched the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yep, and the ratings are still the same. The ratings, you know what, but they didn't drop. Yeah, the ratings didn't drop. That's what I'm talking about. No. We've done amazing. I mean, thanks to you all. I would not have ever guessed that 3 years from the day I started air, I would be on XM. I would be nationally syndicated from an amazing company like Genesis Communications Network, be in multiple cities, have my own studio. I never saw that happening. I also never saw, you know, me turning 40. That I just never saw happening. But I got to tell you, it's all good. So, you know, by the thanks of God, grace of God, and, you know, thanks to you all for making this happen and not getting me canceled. So thank you all. 3 years of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hopefully there'll be 30 more. Even more than that. All right, so New Hampshire caucus, we already knew what the outcome was before it started. Mitt Romney in first place. Congratulations to him. Ron Paul in second place. John Huntsman came in third. Let him say third in Chinese. All right, he came in third. I don't think he's a Chinese operative. You hear that all the time. I just think he's trying to show off that he could speak Chinese. I mean, I have to admit, that is a very difficult language to learn. All right. And no, I'm not really a fan of Huntsman. I think he's a little cocky. I don't think he's as personable as some of the other candidates. Like, remember during the debate over the weekend, they said, look, all right, this is a Saturday night. If you weren't doing this debate, what would you be doing? You know, and Rick Perry said I'd be at the a shooting range, you know. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Santorum, they said they would all be watching football. I forgot what Ron Paul said. And then Huntsman's like, well, I would be calling my two sons who are in the Navy. And, you know, so it's all about advertising and promotion with him. So, you know, when he was speaking Chinese during the debate, he just wanted to show people that he could speak Chinese. It just, you know, for some people, kind of freaked him out because they're really worried about China. You know, if this was, you know, during the Nazi era, you know, and somebody said, look, I can speak German, it would just kind of give everybody the heebie-jeebies. You know, I mean, I think knowing another language is very powerful. You know, sometimes on air, I'll speak some Spanish. Sí, yo hablo español un poquito. Sí, Me gusta mi español. Yeah, I'll speak Spanish. Of course, my grammar's off. And sometimes I do that just because I think it's fun or whatever. But I'm not trying to show off. You know, I mean, if I wanted to show off, I would, well, I really don't have any talents to show off, so I don't. I don't show off. I can't sing. I can't cook. Right? I can't report the news properly. You know, I just do. And I like people like that, that just do, you know, I mean, you know, do something the best that you can. But I like to see the passion behind what you do. You know, show some passion. Show some common sense. Yeah, and I gotta tell you, I mean, Mitt Romney is passionate. Again, still not a fan of, you know, Mitt Romney care, but, I mean, he's got some passion. I think he's gonna win this, and he's gonna be the one we're gonna support. Right? You know, and hopefully he doesn't, you know, throw in some, you know, some weird language epithets, because, I like to understand what my presidential candidate is telling me. I really do. I really do. All right. So, off to South Carolina. Where are we at now with South Carolina? Well, they say Mitt Romney's in the lead with 27% of the vote. Newt Gingrich has 23% of, so far in this poll, South Carolina. Rick Santorum in third place at 18%. Oh, yeah, by the way, with today's poll with New Hampshire, I'm sorry, it was, Mitt Romney. I mean, they called it with only 20% reporting, but it was Mitt Romney, of course, Ron Paul, then came Huntsman, then came Newt Gingrich and Santorum. Newt Gingrich and Santorum essentially tied for fourth place. In South Carolina now, they think Newt would be in second place, Rick Santorum in third, Ron Paul in fourth, Rick Perry in fifth. But what's interesting is they say that Stephen Colbert, who's from South Carolina, if there was a theoretic poll, Stephen Colbert would beat Huntsman. You know, I like the Colbert Report. Stephen Colbert, I mean, he's pretty talented, this guy. But boy, you know, he likes to interject in Washington. And I don't like the idea of a comedian running for office, because unfortunately we got too many important things that need to be done. And we already have one Saturday Night Live guy up in office now. Franken, is it Al Franken? Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I remember when, Stephen Colbert spoke to Congress? And he wasted all of our time kind of promoting himself. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. All right. Anyway, we are coming up on break. When we come up on break, how do you eat out and still be able to lose weight? We could do it. There's a study shows you could do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI on this anniversary week of the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I am dressed up. I am dressed up for our anniversary. Yeah. And usually I kind of wear, usually you know what I wear? I got these camouflage pants that are really, really comfortable. I usually wear those. And then I wear, you know, when it's cold, a big oversized sweater. And then, you know, when it's kind of hot, an oversized sweater because the air conditioning is usually too high, so I'm still cold. But for this anniversary, I am all dressed up in a, no, I'm really not dressed up. Maybe tomorrow I'll dress up. It's anniversary. Yay, anniversary. Okay, so a study came out where what they did is they tested women on, you know, how they lost weight, and they incentivized them with gift cards. And it was kind of an intricate study, but they found that those that ate out were still able to lose weight than those that didn't eat out. And I guess there's this is going to be published in the Journal of Nutrition Education and Behavior. Basically, it included 35 women aged 40 to 59 who were mostly overweight or obese and ate out at least three times a week. Okay, it could be breakfast, lunch, and dinner they ate out. It could be going to Starbucks, etc. And like I said, when they, what they found out is even though they ate out, there were ways if they were incentivized that they were still able to lose weight. So what you've probably seen in the news and all over the websites are how to lose weight while dining out. Okay, now, one of the first things they say is to ask for a to-go box to be delivered along with the meal. Well, where did you hear that before? Me. I kept telling you all to get a to-go box. See, I don't get credit where credit's due. And everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I heard this great thing. They said you get a to-go box. Well, duh, that's what I've been saying the whole time. Because what you need to do is you need to cut your meal in half, all right? And then you have a whole other meal the next day. It's great, okay? They also say order a la carte, okay? If, let's say, you go to a Mexican restaurant and you order tacos and arroz y frijoles, you got your rice and your beans. If you really don't need the rice or beans, just get the tacos a la carte. You save money, and then you get less, all right? Also, try to say no cheese. They don't say that, but that's what I say. Say without the cheese. Why not? Okay, yes, a lot of us need our calcium, but then we could drink fat-free milk. We could eat fat-free yogurt. Say no cheese, no queso, all right, when you order your food. All right, they also say, you know, eat the foods you love, but skip the foods you feel neutral about. All right, so if you really don't care about rice, don't eat the rice. That's what they say. All right, now, but here's my problem, okay? You know, I like chocolate. I don't like vegetables. That wouldn't fly. They also say share or split a main course, split the basket of fries, split the dessert. I'd say just don't even eat the fries. You really don't eat the fries. But honestly, I've done that with my husband. Where we'll go, we'll split a meal. I've done that with Outback. When Outback's prices went up on their prime rib, I was like, this is too expensive. It's too expensive for us to go out to dinner to Outback. So what we'll sometimes do is we'll order the big one and cut it in half. And, you know, we split the salad. We don't get the french fries with it. I think we get, like, some rice. And we split the meat. And that's like, you know, that's eating a lot. You know, we don't eat like that even anymore because, you know, we don't like to eat red meat that much. But absolutely split the meal. Why not? And then if you do want dessert, just get a dessert for the whole table. Everybody could take a spoonful. That's really all you need. All right, they also say focus on how you feel. What does that mean? It takes somebody about 20 minutes to figure out that you're full. All right, well, I'll tell you what you do. Okay, if you want to feel full sooner, you chew your food really slow. There was a study we talked about a few months ago where they said if you add an extra, let's say, 10 chews per food, right, you end up feeling full longer and you eat less. So chew your food slowly. All right, don't talk when you eat. Don't eat when you're nervous. I notice when I'm nervous, I don't even remember eating the dinner, but I shove it down because I'm nervous and I'm talking. That's very bad. So be relaxed. Be relaxed. Lay low. Think about your food. Maybe cut your food into many little pieces. But a trick I learned years ago in Weight Watchers, when I took Weight Watchers with my family when they all went, was you drink water before you even eat. While you're waiting for your meal, drink the whole glass of water. Drink the water, as long as, of course, you aren't in, you know, congestive heart failure or have fluid overloaded, but drink the glass of water, all right? Because then when your meal comes 10, 15 minutes later, you'll be a little bit more full. That's always a good trick. Let's see, they don't say that. They say at a Chinese restaurant, choose steamed rice over fried rice, and that could save you 100 calories. See, I don't like the steamed rice. It doesn't taste good to me. I like the fried rice. I love fried rice. They say at the steak place, sirloin is one of the leanest cuts of beef. They say when eating Italian, marinara or clam sauce is better than Alfredo. Duh. They say eggplant parmesan is high in calories. Don't think eggplant is less because it's a vegetable. Well, duh. They say when eating pizza, sausage and pepperoni pack on the calories. A veggie pizza is a better choice. But if you don't like broccoli or mushrooms, they say Canadian bacon is lower in calories than other meats. I don't know. Still, that's high in fat, so I would probably say hold on with that. Okay, let me see what else they said. They said try to eat a lighter meal. Don't skip a meal. You'd rather still eat pretty regularly. Pay attention to what you're eating. Order salad dressing, sauces, and gravies on the side. This way you control how much you put on your food. Now, that's a good one, all right? I remember also Weight Watchers, a lady had taught us that what you do is if your dressings are all on the side, you stick your fork in the dressing, and then you take the bite of your food, and that is a hell of a lot less than pouring all the dressing and the gravy all over your food. So that's another little trick that you could do, all right? Now, Fox News came out with a story. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, where they give us 7 weight loss secrets from around the world. And this was actually pretty cool. I'm going to read it to you guys, okay? They say in Thailand, what they do is they spice it up, all right? They say hot peppers raise your metabolism, right? And because if it's spicy, you eat slower. The spicier the food. Now, for a lot of us with heartburn, that's not going to fly, Okay, we're not gonna do as well. And we do need to talk about heartburn today because that's on the rise, and I found a list of foods that help with heartburn if I get to I have time. All right. So anyway, Thailand, what they do is they spice it up. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. In United Kingdom, what they do is they downsize the supersizing. All right. They say that supersizing was discontinued in the UK. You cannot get a supersized meal at McDonald's in London. All right. The Brits prefer, they say, smaller portions. All right. I don't know, going back to World War II and rationing or whatever they say. But they even say a large Coke is about 100 calories here, more than one in the UK. So they are probably giving smaller soda sizes. So they say in the UK, they're cutting back on portions. I think that's brilliant. That's been an issue we've all had. I said probably what they need to do is start making smaller plates. You know, my plates in my kitchen are about a foot by a foot. Right. Well, imagine if you put your dinner on a plate the size of a saucer, you'll eat less. Somebody said that. They said your dinner should not be more than the saucer. The problem is in my family, everything would be falling out anyway. All right. Brazil. Now, Brazil say serve a side of rice and beets. So this is opposite of what it said. Apparently with Brazil, Brazilians stay slim because they usually have rice and beets. All right. They don't seem to eat as much meat and as much fatty food as we do. And, I guess what we were talking about previously is if you are eating tacos and you don't want the rice and beans, don't eat the rice and beans. You get less calories then. All right. But also beans. Oh, man, I thought we had the whole engineering thing fixed. All right. We're talking about beans. Yeah, those actually do increase your fiber. So, but I think like the refried beans are, we really got to fix that. We have to fix that. I'm surprised that it slipped through without it happening. Fiber, you'll get your fiber. I don't want to say the word again. Okay, in Poland, what do they do in Poland? They say they eat at home more often than eat out. They say Polish typically spend only 5% of their family budget on eating out, whereas the average American family spends 37% of its food dollars on restaurants and fast food joints. Okay, so they save money and they save pounds by eating at home. Okay, so that's the tip for Poland and Germany. The German tip is eat your breakfast. An impressive 75% of Germans could eat breakfast daily, compared with only 44% of Americans. And they don't eat Egg McMuffins. They say they're sitting down to fruit and whole grain cereals and breads. This is reported by Fox News. Now, I've always said this, never skip breakfast. Every one of my obese patients skips breakfast. Uh-uh, not good. All right, you still need to eat a healthy breakfast, but it has to be healthy. Russia, they say carve out a dacha plot. So I guess they grow fruits and vegetables. They say have a garden. And if you have a garden, you have to tend it so you'll lose weight. And then you'll grow vegetables. And in Mexico, they say make the midday meal your largest. Instead of having large dinners as Americans do, Mexicans traditionally eat their biggest meal between 2 and 4. This way, if you eat less at night, you'll wake up hungrier and need a bigger breakfast, which facilitates weight control. So in Mexico, un más grande almuerzo de una cena. Okay, so a bigger lunch than a dinner. Personally, I don't think anybody should have a big, huge meal. Remember, diabetes is high in Mexico, but I do like the idea of dinner not being the biggest meal of the day. I've talked about this. So basically, all these countries have reiterated everything I've said, yet I have not gotten any credit for it. And this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So what I'm going to have to do is pull out old archives and send them to Fox News and say, hey, listen to me. Listen to me. Escúchame. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1 in 6 adults is a binge drinker, and I need to find my source for foods you eat if you have heartburn. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, again, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your town, just contact your local radio station and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your town. Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Kyle working the dials. We got George also in the background. Got some real, real good crew tonight. I am very, very happy while celebrating our anniversary week this week for the Dr. Dahlia Show. See, there goes my list. The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, 3 years ago, that's what it was. I was, oh, hi, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Fatty and stimulating. And it took about 3 years for me to get to the point where I could say sassy and stimulating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when I'm tired and I've been on air a lot that day with interviews and stuff, the lisp comes out. It does lip. Yeah, I have a little lip. That's okay. All right, so 1 in 6 adults is a binge drinker. That's a lot. 1 in 6. I mean, I'm wondering what the other 5 out of 6 do. But still, 1 in 6 people are a binge drinker. And they say that some of them drink 8 drinks in 1 sitting. You're a binge drinker if you do this about four times a month and drink about 9 to 10 drinks each occasion. They say it's most common in 18 to 34-year-olds, but even people over 65 are binge drinking. They say the income group that has the most binge drinkers are those over $75,000 a year. However, those making $25,000 less a year actually binge more often and average 8 to 9 drinks each time. They say habits vary from state to state, and they say about 11% of Utah adults binge drink, whereas nearly 26% of Wisconsin residents do. We remember we talked about the nation's most drunk cities. Yeah, we talked about that. You know, a lot of people have told me, but Dr. Dahlia, if I drink every day, that's worse than binge drinking. Because if you binge drink and you only do that, you know, on a Saturday night once a week, it's not. You don't know what your liver can take. You really don't know. You don't know. So, you know, just don't overdo anything to your body. Like I said, you just don't know. Okay, you don't know how much your liver can take. Now, yes, a lot of us in our 20s did binge drink, and, you know, we're all scratching our head going, what's the big deal? But some of us aren't that lucky. So my recommendation would be to kind of lay off the booze, especially if you're trying to lose weight. You'll save some money. It's always nice to save money. Marijuana was in the news the last couple days. One Snoop Dogg got arrested. Big shock there. Yeah, a canine dog that recognizes pot. When Snoop Dogg's bus was pulled over because it was all smoky and kind of rocking a little bit, it got pulled over at an inspection point, the same one that Willie Nelson's bus was pulled over back in 2010, where when Willie Nelson got busted for his pot-infested bus. So Snoop Dogg, same thing. K-9 found the weed. And Snoop Dogg was, I guess, taken into custody out on bond or bail or community service. I don't know what it is. He always gets out of jail. All right. But some good news for pot smokers is for those that smoke pot occasionally, researchers said, you know what? It doesn't really hurt your lungs. If you're smoking pot a couple times a month, you're good. Now, for those of you smoking 20 times a month, you're irritating your lungs, going to have memory loss, lung issues, etc. But they found that a couple times a month isn't really hurting you. So I know a lot of people are going, oh, yay, pass the dube, man. Yeah, amen, pass the dube. My problem is I think you guys do it a little bit more than 2-3 times a month. But you know what? Think about it. If this is really the case, and there are people that only smoke about 2-3 times a month, all right, that's it. The same thing goes with regular cigarettes. Same thing goes with, you know, having some alcohol, all right? Everything in moderation. The less you do, the better off you are. So, of course, the less smoke you smoke, the less you drink, the less pot you smoke, the better you do. But keep in mind, when you see this study and you're reading it online and you're getting all excited and happy, keep in mind, again, it's only a couple times a month. They aren't talking about a hit a day. You got that, everybody? Okay, good. All right, also in medical news, there was a gentleman that got a tattoo on his penis, and apparently something went wrong such that he had an erection that wouldn't go away, and we're talking for days. Pretty dangerous stuff because you could really lose blood supply and cause ischemic damage to your penis. Now, he had a Persian saying on there, Baro Bi Salamat, good luck on your journeys. And then the first initial of his girlfriend's last name, M. Apparently he thought this would be romantic. And we think the tattoo artist must have punctured one of the veins or arteries to the point, I think it was a vein, so that if the vein didn't work, blood going in can't come out. And so he ended up having priapism, which is an erect penis due to blood flow that doesn't get to circulate out. And so apparently he had a shunt procedure. He was developing a pseudoaneurysm, blood pooling outside, you know, the artery, and it was, you know, pretty damaging. But guys, you know, if you're going to tattoo something, honestly, you know, take it from me as a woman, okay? And I'm still young enough to kind of know what's cool, all right? I don't really find that attractive. Really, honestly. And think about it, too, because remember, the size of your penis changes, okay? During, before, after, cold day, not cold day. So whatever you think you have is going to be distorted anyway. So I really wouldn't let any needle or ink go there, okay? I would, you know, respectfully decline if I were you. Just say thank you, but maybe I'll have the tattoo on another part of my body. But as a girl, I don't really think it's sexy. Ladies, do you think a tattoo on the penis is sexy? No. See, everybody says no. Everyone's shaking their head, so don't do it. Not sexy at all. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I think it's very sexy. Well, fine. Go let your boyfriend get a tattoo. Let him get priapism and then be all over the news and all over the Dr. Dolly show like this one particular poor gentleman is. All right. Okay. So they say heartburn is on the rise and it's an epidemic. We've had heartburn for years. Remember plop, plop, fizz, fizz? Oh, what a relief it is, right? We were plop, plopping, fizz, fizzing as far as I could remember. But heartburn is getting to the point where it's, the cause of a lot of issues, especially if you end up getting Barrett's esophagus and then turning into esophageal cancer. So we really don't want people suffering from heartburn if they don't have to. And we've talked about the medications. We've talked about getting an upper endoscopy, and we've talked about this. But what's interesting is there was a new source that came up with foods that fight heartburn. And I thought this was kind of nice because I know a lot of you, you know, you don't want to take medicines. You know, you're more homeopathic. What could you do naturally? And I love the idea of being able to do things naturally. So this was a list coming from Dr. Jamie Kaufman, Dr. Jordan Stern in Dropping Acid, the Reflux Diet Cookbook and Cure. Well, that's kind of, I like that little, play on words, Dropping Acid. Okay, I know. Hey, man, found a good book here. All right, so number one they say is oatmeal. Oatmeal doesn't cause reflux. It's filling. You know, oatmeal's good because it also helps lower cholesterol. I'll take that. They say ginger. Ginger is one of the best foods they say for acid reflux. Ginger helps with nausea and hypermotility of the bowel, so I'll agree with that. Okay, you could get some ginger in there. Aloe vera actually works. They say salad, if you eat salad. They say some people that can't handle salad, like if there's onions or tomatoes or some of the dressings. But they say, if you eat just kind of regular salad without all the goodies, you could do fine. They say banana, because its pH is 5.6, they say it helps people with acid reflux because usually stomach acid is, I'm thinking 4 or 2. The numbers 4 and 2 are coming to my mind. Okay, probably because it's at about, I think it's about 4. So anyway, a banana is much more basic than that stomach acid, all right? Melon. Melon pH is about 6.1. So they say that's better. Fennel. You know, I never heard of fennel until Hell's Kitchen. Do you guys watch Hell's Kitchen? Right? You know when they do the taste test and he goes, this is fennel. See, when I hear fennel, I think of a kennel. You know, or I think a ferret. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Okay. So, all right. They say chicken or turkey seems to do better, of course, than red meat. We know that. Fish and seafood. Fish and seafood, of course, do well. Let me see. They say even shrimp, lobster could help. They say wild fish, not the farm variety, is recommended. And roots and greens, like cauliflower, broccoli, asparagus, green beans. Those work. Celery. Parsley, couscous, they say, and rice. Oh, I was able to look it up. Stomach pH goes from 2 to 4. You see? I know my stuff. 2 to 4. That's why I got the numbers. All right, Dr. Dolly, coming right back. Damn, I'm good.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1-3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, everybody, let's do this. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, let's hit some medical headlines. Looks like a third man has died from the bird flu in Indonesia. Now, we're watching this avian flu really, really cautiously because we don't want it to come here. And we're finding that this bird flu is becoming a little bit more virulent. Now, this is a 24-year-old Indonesian man who was infected with bird flu. He died in the capital of Jakarta. Apparently, the test did confirm that he was infected with bird flu. He contracted the H5N1 from birds living around his house. They said they took samples from birds around his home. They're waiting for lab results to see if they also had the virus, but they're assuming he got got it from birds around his house. He had died Saturday after being rejected by a hospital that actually specializes in bird flu. We don't know why. He had been misdiagnosed by two other hospitals for having a gastric infection and dengue fever. So while he was on his way to another hospital, having been rejected from the avian flu hospital, he ended up dying. Now, they did keep pet pigeons in their property. And so, of course, you know, they're investigating that. Now, Indonesia usually is hard hit by the bird flu. Apparently, they had about 150 deaths over the last decade, according to World Health Organization, yet 9 died from the virus last year, including 2 children. Right. And then Vietnam just recently killed 2,500 chickens this week on bird flu fears after that other gentleman died from bird flu, avian flu. So we're watching that and we'll keep you posted if anything new comes up. I mean, right now, again, we don't have a vaccine for that. All right. And from what we do understand, it's still Tamiflu and Relenza, the antivirals that are sold in the United States, are the avian flu is still sensitive to those. Now, we are starting to see more resistance to Tamiflu because people overdid it with the swine flu a couple years ago, especially when they didn't have the swine flu and they were taking Tamiflu when I warned them not to. And now resistance is up. Nobody listens to me. But for now, they say still so far so good. All right. So let's keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't come to the United States and no more people overseas die from this. All right. In good news today, a woman gives birth to identical girl quadruplets, and she didn't have artificial insemination. She naturally was impregnated, right? Odds, I think 13 million to one, right? Had 4 identical girl quadruplets. They each weighed about 2 pounds, 2 ounces. They're doing really well. They have a 5-year-old brother. Family's happy. This was a woman in Germany. Really, really odd to have that many. You know, Octomom was artificially inseminated. But in this particular case, you just, I guess, 4 sperm made it. Now, I told you, my son asked me, you know, if he was probably a very good swimmer when he was younger. And, you know, I'm thinking back when he was a kid in his floaties. He's like, no. You know, and he's thinking back to, like, Look Who's Talking. You know those Look Who's Talking movies where the sperm are going and they're like, yee-haw. And I was like, well, Mom, I beat all the other sperm. So I'm probably the strongest swimmer, right? And I'm like, I guess, and no more Look Who's Talking movies for you. All right. One topic we talked about yesterday was how a daily aspirin may not prevent first-time heart attack or stroke like we once thought. Now, we've been telling everybody to take a baby aspirin a day. Baby aspirin a day keeps a heart attack away. Well, a recent study said they really didn't notice any difference in first-time heart attack or stroke. Now, this is kind of frustrating for us because the whole purpose of taking the aspirin is to prevent clot formation if part of your coronary artery plaque breaks off, goes into the middle of the vessel, starts to form a clot, and then your aspirin anti-clotting properties help prevent that. So it still makes sense to take it. But they say that the risks may outweigh the benefits and that people could have internal bleeding from taking aspirin a day. They say long-term, there's a 30% increase in the risk of life-threatening or debilitating internal bleeding by this study. So what we're recommending is everybody talk to their medical provider, okay? If you're at high risk for heart disease, stroke, I'd still say take it as long as you're not allergic to aspirin and you don't have any ulcers or predisposition to ulcers. Now, you should be getting your colonoscopy anyway, right, every 5 years. And if you're having reflux or acid reflux, you should then be having the upper endoscopy to take a peek. So if you're being checked routinely, your gastrointestinal doctor could tell you, look, your stomach lining looks okay for you to take the aspirin. So what's going to happen is your cardiologist or your internist or family doc is going to have to work, or your nurse practitioner, PA, is going to have to work with your gastroenterologist. And if he says, look, your stomach's good, I'm watching you, you're okay taking the aspirin, that's fine. But, you know, if you see any stories regarding aspirin and risk, it's because they're really worried about internal bleeding. Now, of course, many of you are taking ECASA, which is enterocoded, that helps you a little bit. Or you're not taking the 325 milligram, but the 81, you're taking a small version. But some people's stomach lining is thinner than others. So my recommendation would be definitely talk to your doctor about that. All right, also in medical news, a lady who had a gastric band, after 2 years, had lost 80-some pounds. Was really, really happy. You know, had spent $5,500 for the surgery, was losing weight. And then all of a sudden she finds out that the band never really took. It had broken early on. So they fix it, and then she loses another 127 pounds. She's still happy. Happy girl. She teaches dancing. She at first had weighed about 308 pounds, so now she's looking really good. But it shows that a lot of it is mind over matter. A lot of it is mind over matter. And so whenever you do have these weight loss surgeries, if you aren't exercising, if you aren't dieting, if you aren't mentally into it and in the zone, you're not going to lose weight. But here's somebody who thought she had the surgery, still lost the weight, as if she had the surgery, and the band didn't even take. So that was kind of cool. That was cool. All right, so we spent a little time in the previous hour talking about how you need to really work, before you even get the surgery, work on your portions, come up with an exercise regimen, because you're going to have to do it after the surgery anyway. We talk a lot about the gastric band and the bypass, et cetera. We'll probably revisit it again. All right, in more medical news here on the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And please, again, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly. The FDA now is testing orange juice for a fungicide. You guys heard about this? Apparently, they were notified that by Juice Products Association, which is an industry group, that a juice company reported low levels of carbendazim, which is a fungicide, in both its own products and those made by its competitors. Now, they say in low doses, this fungicide won't hurt us, all right? But they said this fungicide was used in the 2011 orange crop in Brazil, which is the world's largest grower of oranges and the biggest producer of orange juice. Now, U.S. gets most of our orange juice from Florida and the Florida oranges, but only, I guess, 3/4 of our orange juice comes from Florida. The rest come from imports, and 75% of that remaining 25% come from Brazil. So futures have gone up. Because, of course, there's concerns about, you know, the fungicide, you know, hurting supplies, et cetera. But they're looking into it. I mean, I hope so. They should be doing their job. I mean, that's what we paid them for. That's where our tax dollars are going. But right now they're saying nobody should panic too much because low levels of this carbendazim shouldn't hurt us. I mean, I'm assuming we're picking stuff up all the time. You know, whenever you watch these movies where, you know, they're spraying with the insecticides and the pesticides. And, of course, I mean, you know, the food's a fertilizer, for crying out loud. We're obviously taking something in. But they're at least inspecting it, looking into it, and seeing what we're getting. All right. Also in news today, Advocate Magazine comes up with their list of the gayest cities of America. All right. This magazine, Advocate Magazine, caters to gay and lesbian readers. All right. And what they do is they like to rank the highest cities that have major gay hubs, et cetera, and like, you know, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, but they also like to bring attention and promotion to other cities that welcome their gay tourists. Of course, they base it on nude yoga classes, bookstores that have a lot of lesbian and gay literature, gay-friendly bands. So the winner of the gayest town of America is Salt Lake City, Utah. Yay, Salt Lake City. Number two is Orlando, Florida. Three was Cambridge, Massachusetts. Four, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Five, Seattle. Six, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Seven, Minneapolis. Eight, Knoxville, Tennessee. Nine, Atlanta, Georgia. 10, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 11, Little Rock, Arkansas. Portland, Oregon came in number 12. Austin, Texas, number 13. Long Beach, California, number 14. And number 15 in the nation's gayest cities is Denver, Colorado. So, congratulations, guys. All right, we're going to see tourism boom on that one. All right, guys, great show. Thank you all for tuning in. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay tuned for more Dr. Dolly coming up next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract.
Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.